question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In my 30 years as an agent, I have never witnessed the conditions we are currently facing on the Southwest border. This is not a manufactured crisis created by those of us who live and work in the border area.
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service today. Happy to be here. Go to katedalyradio.com for the SoundClouds. You can listen to those different hours of the show, podcasts, and also about 6,000 hours. So you'll be busy. But also, every day's show is put up usually after the show or the following day, and you can catch that and share it. And I'd also say, hey, if you can, share that in different groups and the link so other people can find it, find our show. And if you're on an article and you're in a comment section, throw up a link so that people can find this show. And I welcome Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. And happy to have all of you listening, of course. Well. Which do we start with? There's like three different top stories today that are affecting the news cycle, and one of them is the border, and one of them is William Barr and talking about their report.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. I was just reflecting on a conversation I had yesterday. We had yesterday with somebody that organized a protest for the report,
yeah.
And you know, it hasn't really been a whole lot of time. I mean, the report, we all know, I think, was going to be coming out. But it was the protest to get the report to come out and insinuating that there was all of these things in the report. And that when I asked, well, how did they benefit? How did Russia benefit? Well, there was no answer to that. It was that he needed to do more study on that. Because I would, if I was going to go to the trouble to say after 2 years that this didn't happen, or that there's something else in this report, I would want to know how they benefited. I mean, that's usually the result of what you're so invested into. And it seems that they're just not going to let this thing go.
They have no intentions of letting it go.
No, it's funny because I think it's like my husband and I were talking about this last night. It's like the ultimate, if you forgive the pun, Trump card, because they can hang this over his head, and they have for two solid years,
right?
And cause people to think something happened. There's lots of ways they can do this. Mueller could have written what he wanted in that report. And who knows if he did? I don't know what's in that report, but all I know is that there was no benefit. There's no clear benefit for anybody to even quantify. So that's why I'm pretty darn sure that didn't happen, yet mm-hmm. it's been able to hang over the head for 2 years, and they don't want to take that card away. They have to keep playing that card. They don't have anything. What else do you
have? They have nothing else.
Yep. And so what started this? The investigation, right? Early
well,
on.
The counterintelligence mm-hmm. investigation started
yes.
it, and that's where they came up with the dossier,
yep.
which we all know now was a total fraud.
Uh-huh.
And so the nice part is that in the talk today with Congress, mm-hmm. Barr came right out and said, I am going to fully investigate the original counterintelligence investigation that started all this.
See, now that is really good.
Yes.
That is really good news.
That does scare them bad.
That does scare them. In fact, today, I just want you to know, so today's announcement, it was actually supposed to be about the budget. This mm-hmm. was a distraction from the budget for
right.
sure, but the questions wouldn't stop about this and insinuating there was way more there. He has been put into a very awkward position. If he actually releases it without redaction, that's illegal. But if he does with redaction, he's part of a cover up.
Right.
So it's putting him in a pretty awkward position, and politically a pretty awkward position. But he said this. He said he's going to release the report, I think, in a week, parts of it.
Yep.
And then he's going to take out certain parts, redact certain parts that
by law he has to.
Mm-hmm. Sensitive things that could describe intelligence agencies, I guess, and certain things that were in there. So he did say that there were four different areas. When I was looking at liberal blogs, it was kind of interesting because they said, well, he's redacting pretty much everything because
they haven't seen it yet.
I know. And their assumption is he's redacting the whole report because that's all four areas. That's the whole report. And it's so funny to me. This whole thing has become such a report circus. I mean, it really has. It really has. It's 2 years of nonsense followed up by this now circus that's going to go on for months. In the release and then everybody going over the details and trying to prove that those details mean something or don't mean something. It's absolutely ridiculous. Still to this day, no one can say how Russia benefited from this at all. And even Russia, even Putin came out and said, it's like getting a mouse out of a mountain. And I understand where he's coming from because they can't prove that there was a result of any kind. So how do you go back and prove something happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they gave him a ton of uranium.
I know. See, Hillary definitely benefited financially off of this. Personally, that should be the biggest story. There was no benefit on this.
Nope.
And they've had all of these subpoenas and all of these lawyers and all of these hours. I mean, and I would like to know when exactly did they know that they didn't have a story? Was it a year ago?
Yeah.
Was it 6 months ago? Was it a day later when they announced this? I mean, we'll never get those answers. And that's kind of the sad part about the way we do business now. I know Doug Collins wrote a scathing letter to the head of the committee overseeing this and basically was bringing up some very, very good points, like calling their bluff. Definitely calling their bluff and saying, you know, you want impeachment, yet you're not willing to even let this report come out before you're calling impeachment.
Right.
What's the deal? And there were some great points made on this. I think it was Conservative Treehouse. They were talking about the fact that where's the satellite? You know, was there satellite trucks? Where are they? The ones in front of witnesses' houses? Where's all the key people that can outline how terrible Trump plotted to usurp the election? Where are the why are panel discussions from Washington D.C. think tanks not petitioning Page and Strzok and Baker and Orr and other members of the network to appear and discuss the ramifications of having to investigate this? Where's the rest of the information? We only worry about what we're told to worry about. And they're saying there's so many other people that would have been investigated. Where's all of that?
Well, the way they do these questions, okay, one of the headlines about this with Barr today is that Barr wouldn't say whether the White House has seen or not seen the report or will see it before it's fully released.
Right.
Well, what Barr said to that was, although the president would have the right to assert privilege over certain parts of the report, he has stated publicly that he intends to defer to me. So accordingly, there are no plans to submit the report to the White House for a privilege review. They don't think that's an answer to, has the White House seen it?
Well, the questions that come across in these things, they're like a press conference. I feel bad for Sarah Sanders. I really do. Huckabee Sanders, who she just looks at them with this inquisitive, are you serious look every time they ask something, because it's that stupid. But here's the bottom line for me personally. I don't trust any of these people in government. This is all games. To me, it's all games. The whole charade was a game from the beginning. A card they could hold over Trump to get, you know, the deep state so that they could get him to do certain things. I do think that the games behind all of this are kind of ridiculous. I don't trust Mueller. For some reason, the love affair between Mueller and the left, don't you think that's a little bizarre?
Of course.
We love him. He can do no wrong. He walks on water. Why do they feel that way about Mueller? The guy that was put in, what, a week before 9/11? Why do they feel this way about Mueller? I have no idea. There's nothing to even quantify that. But okay. And the political sides that are going on. When I look at Barr kind of disclosing this, I'm not seeing anything wrong with the disclosing of it yet. I'm not seeing anything bad happening here. And it's not like I trust Barr either, because he has a very strange background. All of them do. But my whole point is, this is all the political gaming going on. And it's what card can we hold over so-and-so, and let's not talk about the real issue, and let's put this out in front of American public. Now, we won't be talking about the budget. We won't be talking about Strzok and Orr and all these ridiculous characters that are still floating around with clearances and everything else, which they should not be.
No. I think it was Representative Nita Lowey from the Democrat from New York, And at one point, she said, well, my time is up, but I'm going to come back to this. But I want to tell you, Mr. Barr, I'm very, very concerned about what you just said. Like, oh, big deal. You know?
Yeah, like, what? Yes, I'm very concerned.
And he didn't say anything that required a lot of concern.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that you use the word is.
Yeah.
And I would like to know why, in what context. I mean, it's getting to that point, because there's nothing here. So how do you make something out of nothing? Well, you ask ridiculous questions. You let this thing go on for 2 years. Like we said yesterday, usually when they have a team like this, with our tax dollars, millions of dollars, and every resource at their fingertips, it takes about 6 months to gather information, mm-hmm. Okay? And this has gone on for 2 years, and we've allowed it to go on for 2 years. And so that's what's so ridiculous. And I'm sure it'll be, we didn't allow it to go on for three. And then we didn't allow it to go on for four. And the nonsense never ends. You know, I would rather talk to a leftist and say, and ask a leftist what they actually didn't like about policies Trump has done. Like or not like, you know, what dislike, whatever the case may be, than this, I hate Trump for his personality, and he colluded with Russia when there's no proof of that whatsoever. And this has already been... been verified, really, by the very person who I think would like to have put him down. So, for this, so where does it end? I have yet to talk to a leftist, and I do have leftist friends, believe it or not. We don't really talk politics a whole bunch, I have to be honest, because it's so irritating. But the fact is I've never heard a leftist parcel out how they felt about each and every policy or what they actually disagreed with in terms of policy, ever. I have only heard hyperbole. I have only heard the accusation of Russia and that he doesn't have the demeanor as president, whatever that means. I'm not sure even what that means, but they have concluded in their minds that he doesn't have the demeanor. That's all that comes from the left. It's bizarre.
And you know, I have really spent a lot of time trying to look at this mm-hmm. objectively and say, okay, where has the president been Putin's puppet?
Yeah, where's it? Well,
where has it happened? And I followed a lot of things. I don't see any indication at all that he's been Putin's puppet.
Yeah, all you have to do is look at the Clinton bank account to find a benefit there. But there's no benefit. That's the craziest one to me, and no leftist can answer it. I've never seen anyone even broach the topic in the press. Nobody's asked that question in the press yet. In the mainstream. No one. I've never found it.
Nope.
And I do a lot of reading. I've never found it. Isn't that the most obvious question?
Yeah.
Isn't that when you're doing a crime of, you know, what was the benefit? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
TV. Microwave. Stove.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are, whether you found us on the dial or online. Glad to have you. And all around the globe, too. So thank you for that. You can actually email me, kate@katedalyradio.com, and I'll take your guest suggestions and take those very seriously. You can also comment on the show. I love it. I love hearing from all of you on a daily basis. It's really fun. And also, you can reach Uncle Milty at katedalyradio.com as well. So happy to have you back. Phone lines are open, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. One thing I'm always really careful of, or I try to be, just so you know, is when I hear information I like, do I suddenly become very hypocritical when I get information I don't like? Okay. And I'm always pretty aware of this, and I'm always asking myself or second guessing myself, you know, I can't, you know, the hypocritical nature of, When a politician says something in favor, you know, am I blind to the fact that a lot of these politicians and a lot of these people in government are swines? And do I put them on a pedestal if they say something I like? No. Actually, I don't trust any of them. But that's my personal opinion. I think on this, though, I think from the very beginning, they had to get they had to get eyeballs off of Hillary. And they really truly wanted an escape route with that. They wanted her because if you think about it, she never said she didn't have a server. I mean, she did. She lied about it. But then the truth came out and she did. And the emails that were found, that was always, I mean, it was just, she never came out and said that wasn't true. The emails are there. She actually in the beginning said the emails were all about Chelsea's mm-hmm. wedding. And then it came out that the emails were anything but. But all of that came to light, right? And so because it didn't go away and it couldn't be proved as a false story altogether, that they had to have something to hang over his head, to pin on him, mm-hmm. to say that he has done something. And it's so funny that they jumped to Russia collusion, because they did a poll from 3 years ago. 70% of Americans would have never said that Russia was truly the enemy. They would have said they don't trust Russia, but not that they're the enemy, the mortal mm-hmm. enemy. And then over the course of this investigation, they've made them again into the mortal enemy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to live in Russia. I don't want to be a citizen of Russia, nor do I want Putin as my leader. But clearly, I don't think he is the mortal enemy. I think that a lot of countries have vested interests that they would like to see America do certain things or not do certain things. And a lot of countries, we have to keep our eye on a lot of countries, not just Russia. For some reason, Russia's always, you know, it's always the bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. Not that they're a good guy, though, just that maybe they're not the bad guy that they're painted out to be. They only are when the press seems to want to paint them to be such. And so now if you poll Americans, now only 30% think that Russia's not the bad guy, as opposed to it was 70%. So just to keep in mind how much we've been swayed into thinking and going along with the media. And when I say swayed, I mean it, because what's been the proof that Russia's the bad guy? How did we get 70% of Americans to swing the other way where they were ready to exclaim that Russia was our mortal enemy? What happened in order for that to happen?
Hillary paid him to write a dossier.
So if you look back, the common sense answer, the logical answer is nothing happened to make 70% of Americans go the other way on Russia. Only the media saying that there was something behind Trump and Russia and could never prove it and could never prove a benefit. So here we land in 2019 after 2 years of this nonsense. And now we're going to spend all the rest of this time with this stupid report that I could care less about, because I even during the whole last 2 years, I was like, well, they're either going to lie in the report, kind of like the way the left goes. They're either colluding or they're or illegal. This whole thing, I think, was absolutely trumped up. Now, if you can find me a scandal that's actually worthy, and believe me, there's plenty. We talk about them all the time on the show. Then let's investigate that. But this thing is just, this particular investigation is nonsense. But it's been bread and circuses for the people. So that's where I land on this. I don't trust any of them, to tell you the truth. But I'm only left with the logic of the last 2 years, and the mm-hmm. logic of the last 2 years mm-hmm. is that for me. What about you? Where do you land on this?
I pretty much just like
yeah,
you.
Because I really try to
not
watch.
Not a lot of difference,
you know?
There. I just, you know, I think what really needs to happen mm-hmm. is for Barr to actually do a serious investigation of what happened leading up to the
yeah.
president's election.
Right.
And if that investigation proves what the conservatives have been saying all along,
mm-hmm.
then that will also prove that there really never was any evidence
yeah.
of collusion. That's where the investigation
the
needs
Strzok,
to go.
The Orr, and yep. Orr has been curiously in the background of mm-hmm. many very, very notable people. I mean, all these characters have really strange tentacles.
Right.
And that needs to be gone over and examined for not for two years, but with a team like that. If you really want to go after an investigation, go after that. It would expose way too much about the intelligence agencies that they don't want
yeah.
you to know. So they had to segue it into this. I would like to know, though, this part would be very interesting to me. We just had midterms in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to know what of the 600 or 500 interviews, witnesses, or the subpoenas, how much of that came after the midterms and how much of it before? Did they hold this off till now so that they could appear to have done a very worthy 2-year investigation mm-hmm. when they had already conducted all of that in the first year. But wait until after midterms. We don't want to help Trump. You know, we don't want to help the conservatives in that way. I would really like to know what took place after November.
Well, if the Mueller report had been out before the midterm mm-hmm. elections, the Democrats' wins to take control mm-hmm. of the House wouldn't right. have happened. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, because you couldn't have even performed enough fraud to make that look legitimate. But they could now because that was hanging over, and it was, of course, he's going to get impeached and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so the impeachment that they're still ringing that bell, which mm-hmm. is kind of crazy because they can't come up with a crime. I was actually listening to an ad the other day. It's an ad that plays on YouTube all the time. And the ad was, we know he's a criminal, and you need to join this group, la-da-da-da-da, because we're going after him for impeachment. Not one of the 60-second ad or 30-second ad was spent even telling you what he actually did, because there's nothing there.
We just know that he did it.
We just know that he did it. Oh, good heavens. There's so many people. Why don't we investigate all of Congress and Senate and how their bank accounts leave fat and plump when they leave office?
That's an interesting thing, isn't it?
It really is, and it's never talked about, and it's swept under the rug, and nobody seems to care that everybody's getting rich off of their job and who paid them. Uh-huh. Isn't it funny that there's never been a real in-depth investigation on that?
I mean, it is amazing that somebody mm-hmm. that earns $174,000 a year becomes a millionaire in a year and a half.
Worth $200 million. That's Pelosi. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I had to call about your caller yesterday. I had to go mm-hmm. home, though, but I listened to your podcast.
Oh, okay.
I like that caller that called in, the one on your first hour.
I do a more local hour. We're in the national show, but I do a more local hour where we talked to a liberal who had done that. So he had gathered 30 people together, mm-hmm. he said, to do this protest on the Mueller report. Yes, go ahead.
Right. And the one thing I liked about it, which is very rare, mm-hmm. most people that are liberal or leftist, whatever you want to call them, they don't have discussions. And they usually use like words like they'll call you racist. They'll always mm-hmm. throw a word at you. And then they'll shut you down. And then they'll just not want to have a conversation.
Where I agree.
He was really different.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with him mm-hmm. with letting the report become public. But obviously, they got all the anything that's like mm-hmm. high security stuff like that.
I think we all agree with that.
Don't incriminate people that have nothing to do with the so-called collusion.
Yeah.
You know, you don't bring up all the dirty laundry. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with him. Mm-hmm. But I would ask him this, and I hope he's listening. Did he feel the same way about the Hillary investigation with her email scandal?
Yeah.
Did he get out people? Did he go out and protest? Because you sat there and you saw Comey come out and go, yeah, she broke the law. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did this. Her emails did have sensitive material on it. Yeah, she did this. But we can't prosecute her. End of quote. Have a nice day. See you next year.
Yes. Yes. And actually, I posed that question. If you remember, I said, aren't there other things to protest, like the server situation, the annihilation of human life? I mean, there's so many things to investigate. I don't think you ever answered that, now that I'm recording.
No, you never did. And that's the one thing I would just ask him. Mm-hmm. Were you that passionate,
right.
you know, 3 years ago with the same thing? Because, you know, like I said, I kind of do agree with him. Let it out. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody...
We're going to hang that over our heads for a long time.
Well, I do too.
Never told us what's in the report.
Yeah, I do too. I think most people are saying, okay, you know, release the report. That's fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I just thought that the fact that they could never answer the benefit, I mean, that's kind of a clear answer logically to why do you think something sinister so happened? There really was no benefit for Russia in this. But I think too, thinking that there are things in the report, just wait till the report comes out and we'll decipher through it. But I've always thought, and I've said this on the show too, mm-hmm. that the report should be released. There's no reason to not, and I don't care if it names names.
No.
Let's name them. I mean, my gosh.
Any ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if I bring one little thing up real quick.
Sure.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and mm-hmm. he brought up the thing about Trump's taxes.
Right.
And he's so adamant about this. Mm-hmm. Why can't he show his taxes? Why can't he show mm-hmm. his taxes? And I said, well, you know something? Then if that happens, then I want Nancy Pelosi, I want Mad Dog, what's her name? The lady wants to impeach Trump all the time.
Right.
I want Hillary. I want them to bring their taxes out because I want to know why they're worth $200 million when they make $190,000 a year.
Yes, I agree. And everybody else out there is nodding and they agree too.
But what did he say?
I know. Yeah.
So let's all do it, okay?
Yep.
But I know where Trump's money came from because he built buildings.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And he bought real estate. Yeah. Let's see where all their money came from. And you're gonna find charities.
Right. Foundations.
Okay, then where'd the money from the charities go? it was expenses.
Yes.
What, 92% of your money went to expenses?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the foundations and so forth. I agree. And one thing on the Mueller report, when I was kind of laughing at their protest. It's only been a couple of weeks. I mean,
we're
not talking like 6 months later, we're still waiting for a report to come out and somebody's hiding it. We were only talking about a couple of weeks. That's why I was like, wow, that's fresh. I mean, just, give it a month.
Yeah. I really like that. If he calls like once every 2 weeks, something like that. I think a conversation with him is enlightening in a way. It's kind of refreshing.
I think it'd be good too. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate the call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I agree. I do. And we didn't disagree with him. We were just saying, this is kind of ridiculous.
The thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone agrees. Mm-hmm. Everyone I know agrees that the Mueller report should be released, minus the legal redactions.
Right.
But everyone doesn't say. And because it hasn't been done yet, we have evidence that Trump's guilty.
Yeah.
But that's what they're saying.
That's what the insinuation was there was a crime. And it was the conclusion was there was no crime. So I don't know how the report could spell out a crime.
We haven't seen the truth yet.
Well, yeah, that Barr must be covering up. And I understand, but I think they're putting so much into it that it's hard to even see the logic around it, right? And the logic is they didn't benefit. There's no clear benefit. And also, if their conclusion came out, I'm not quite sure that the rest of it, they'd be hiding it, particularly since he said, we will be releasing it. I mean, I don't think there was actually I don't think there was actually like a time when I didn't think it was not going to be released. That's why the protest was kind of funny to me.
But what's going to happen when there's nowhere else to go? When it absolutely is proven he didn't do a thing.
Then what?
Then where do they go?
But we're back to personality, I guess. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no. Yeah. I just want to tell you right now that I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on.
I love it. Etta James. Love that song. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. We were just kind of talking about, I used to have conversations for the first, 6 years I did the show, with a liberal once a week. And it was fun. I mean, it was interesting. It was it was different, and a lot of people seemed to like it because they liked the back and forth. Not when it got caustic, but when it was just a dialogue, which is really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people would like to see that now? You know, maybe it would be good to every once a
and
week.
If he's listening, call back
for sure.
You know, I said I bet he's the young guy with the beard in the picture.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
He was then.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that we are kind of void of that. When I talk to anybody on the severe left, on the progressive leftist side, the dialogue is very short about Trump because there's nothing there to discuss.
Right.
It's just personality, or they don't like his personality, what have you, and they think he's a criminal but can't decide why. But they just think he is. And so enough in the media has been clips at Trump, just little digs and digs and digs. And enough of those digs, you just think in your mind and you've embellished it in your mind that he's some sort of criminal. To the point of that he should be removed from office. And that's what these severe leftists think, even though there's no comment, there's to me, there's no logic behind it. It's just kind of been beaten into the head for so long, people just believe it. And I think even maybe drawing that out and having a conversation, having more conversations like that, you know, side versus side, which I hate side versus side politics, don't you? Because I think the point of the show is to bring out government as a whole and to knock at both sides and say all of it's messed up. And that's really, that's always been the point of the show. The reason that we do what we do. We have very conservative values for a reason based on principles. But as far as this goes, the sides thing is kind of a bread and circuses for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think we should probably do that weekly. I think that it'd be really good to hear. And maybe that'll kind of change some hearts and minds, who knows, to walk through the common sense angles. You know, if we're not seeing something, I'm always aware that I might not see the whole picture.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, you have to be that way. You have to be that
the
way.
The trouble is it's really hard to find somebody like that you can have a discussion
with. It is because it goes into name calling.
Yep.
It's really tough. Really tough. I remember asking a liberal, the conversation went and we were trying to dial what he believed down to principle. Mm-hmm. Well, when he couldn't do it, he got angry.
Yes.
And it was an anger and it was just, you know, and I thought that's exactly what happens. If somebody can't quantify what they think, and this happens with neocons too,
mm-hmm.
if they can't quantify what they think, and I used to be one, that's
turns
how I know that you turn to anger. And that's how I used to feel too. You get upset because you know, you can't walk it back. You know, you can't walk it back to a principle. It's just something that you think that you haven't really thought a lot about. That's usually why. You know, people think, it's like those that think no matter what we do out there in the world, it's right. Okay.
Yep.
So then can you walk that back to principle and tell me why we have the wherewithal and the authority to go and tell other countries or insert ourselves into other countries? You know, into their own little realm. I mean, do we have the authority to do that? Can't answer that. That's a tough one because that dials it back to principle. What gives us the authority to do it? But they're more than willing to say that, yes, we should be in every country doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what I mean when they can't walk it back to a principle. But I think more conversations like that are heavily needed. So I'll look into that and see if we can do that for y'all, because I think that we need to, if we can. It is like you said, there was actually a columnist from a paper that I wanted to get on board. But you know what's funny about it? When I asked, he wouldn't do it. At the end of the day, he really wouldn't commit to it because they don't want to commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to. They don't want to have that conversation.
No. And they know,
I'm willing.
And they know they can really blow it if they lose their temper.
Yeah.
But you know, that's kind of the role that Dallas played for a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a person on the show that used to come on locally. But yes, I think that we have a sense of, I always think people are pretty willing. People I know are pretty willing to talk. But it's usually the leftist progressives that don't want to have that conversation. So that's what I kind of find amusing, is that why not? You should want to. You should want to be challenging your own beliefs, in other words. I see a lot of people that challenge their beliefs, and I mm-hmm. like that, and I think it's credible, and I think that there's a lot of respect given when they can do that. I don't see that a lot on the left. So Illinois passed a bill. I have to bring this up because this is just crazy. And then I want to talk about the border after this, because some information about the border came out, and I thought that was really interesting as well. Illinois passes a bill requiring women and African Americans on corporate boards.
I know. Requiring it?
Yes. I'm sorry. What does that do? What is the outcome of this? Passed a bill mandating that all publicly traded companies headquartered in the state must have a woman and an African American sitting on their corporate boards by 2021. It doesn't matter if they have any experience.
You can't. There's no, you can't make a law like that.
I know. What does that do? So you pluck some homeless guy off the street that's African American that won't say anything in a meeting, and you pluck a woman and you put her in? What have you done? Nothing.
Well, usually board members also are stockholders.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, you're exactly right. It violates the property rights of stockholders. It increases the risk of business failure by forcing owners to place social considerations above efficiency. Oh, good.
That's
heavens.
Insanity.
Yeah, I know. I know. And the fine, $300,000.
if they don't.
If you don't.
You see, here's the problem.
Yeah.
People actually elected the person who wrote that bill.
Yes.
How
yes.
is that possible?
Yep. And Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch, a Democrat, he said, I'm not going to be ashamed to stand here and fight for the people that sent me here. Let's stand up for our people.
Wow.
Yep. And opponents of the bill, of course, are warning that it's going to create more hurdles for Illinois business growth, you think? Effectively, pretty much signaling that the state is unwelcoming of new companies. Because if you have to have this and you're mandated by the state to do this, oh my gosh.
Well, the state can't mandate anything to a private public, well, even a public corporation.
So, I know. So if you are going to really dissect this, the whole motivation behind this was to stand up for our people. To stand up for our people. How is that standing up for somebody? You're putting somebody on there that shouldn't be on there. Otherwise, they'd be picked to be on there.
Of course.
So you're getting somebody that probably doesn't know anything about this or probably the least equipped based on their skin color. So wouldn't that be, you know, a problem? I mean, aren't you then reversing the whole discrimination thing? You're choosing somebody because of their skin color and not the merit of what they can do.
Wow.
Doesn't that shove in the face of what people are trying to like correct or trying to correct but shouldn't be correcting in America? Isn't that just the reverse? It's ridiculous. And also, the fact that government can mandate that, people ought to be very aware that this just happened in Illinois. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this reminds me of South Africa, where they mandated that the employees of a company had to be proportionally in relationship to the population of the country.
Oh,
and so,
my gosh.
Like, really intensive right. businesses like, say, power or
yes.
water management or something like that have struggled, as far as I know, still to this day, because they can't find qualified people to do the jobs.
Yeah.
To be able to keep the racial percentage matching to the population.
Yeah, yeah. And what if they came out and said, what if they came out and said Congress and the Senate had to be one third black, one third woman,
yeah.
and one third white guy? How would everybody feel about that?
That'd be a mess.
Yeah.
I could see him saying that.
I could too.
I think that would be horrible.
I could too. Thank you. I really appreciate the call. This is so preposterous. I can't even believe that this could even happen.
You have to match the demographics.
Yeah. You have to match.
But based yeah. on what? The country? Chicago?
Yes, yes. Don't you want just smart, qualified people on the board? I would think. I mean, if none of the people that are on your radar are a woman, you should then have to take the person that merits that position, that would qualify for that position within the company, and you have to replace them with a woman that doesn't know as much?
You know, I mean, my head is swimming. My head is swimming right now.
I know.
Which boards?
Yeah.
Only corporations that are registered
traded.
In Illinois?
Publicly traded.
Or all across
registered
the country?
Registered in Illinois, publicly traded.
Registered
it's a state,
in Illinois.
It's a state law. Yeah.
So the first thing that happens is all the corporations get out of Illinois.
Right.
That's it.
An
gone.
Exodus.
And there goes a whole big tax base.
Yep. An exodus is about to happen.
Yep.
Because just like the tax exodus that happened years and years ago.
Well, the one that's going on in New York.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. But this was, Tony McCombie, Representative Tony McCombie said, we're destroying the ability for our state to grow. Yeah, you are. You really are. Because the fact that they could actually come to the synopsis that this is meaningful and that this will actually do something based on skin color, which has nothing to do with your understanding of anything.
Nope.
It has nothing to do with any qualification or anything that you bring that company in way of insight or how you can calculate through marketing or the numbers. Nothing. It's just, you're here because you're black. How does that make a black person and the woman feel in this corporate room knowing they're the token gem of
yeah, exactly.
a mandated thing? I mean, do you tell them to just be quiet? I mean, I'm not quite sure how that would work.
There was a time when you said, oh, they're the token black person.
Yes.
That was a bad thing.
Yes.
Now they're demanding
the token
it.
Woman. And now they're demanding it. Or the token woman. Affirmative action in your corporate board.
Yes.
In the board that you get to choose for your corporation. That's amazing. That's a big deal that they were able to pass this, that they actually had the consensus of their house to do this.
But at least they could then honestly say they're the token woman and the token black person.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't go for Native American, too.
They'll eventually work it all in.
Where is the token Asian? Where is everybody else represented?
When they want a Native American, it'll be when Elizabeth Warren's looking for a job.
So now every corporate board of a publicly traded company has become the poster of the UN. It's a UN poster. It's every nationality.
There you go.
They're there to sort of make amends for the diversity clause. It's a diversity board. Do you know what's going to happen? They're going to have shadow boards. They're going to have the board that runs the company, and then they're going to have the shadow board that represents the poster of the UN to make it appear to be a board.
We call those facades.
Don't you know that's coming, though?
Yeah, of
course.
So
when the guy says there, and you go, and this was his thing, and he says, well, I'm standing up for black. You're not standing up for anybody.
No.
See, and that's the problem with trying to get government in bed like this. Now, are corporations in bed with the government telling them what to do?
Sure.
With a greasy politician? Yeah, it takes a greasy politician, though. With this, it's just mandated by the government. Okay, you have to have two parties at play to make the corporations benefit off government anything, right? This is different because then the government can just tell them what to do. Now you're going to see companies that have to work in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
Well, that's the other issue.
Yeah.
This whole bill assumes mm-hmm. that women and blacks are underrepresented.
Yeah.
I bet you that's not true in today's corporate world.
And I do think like grants for women. I'm a woman. And there was a time that I was seriously considering that. And I didn't pursue it. But you know what the deal is? Is that they shouldn't have that either.
No.
They really shouldn't. And I'm a woman. And I'm telling you, they should not have women-owned company grants because they are again interfering in our businesses and corporations by doing so and giving people a leg up because they have ovaries, because they're a woman. What does that even matter?
Well, it doesn't matter if they have ovaries. They can just say that they think they identify. I wonder if you could get away with that. Apply for a grant that's for women and be a man and say, I identify as a woman.
Good grief.
I'm going to try. I'll let you know.
Let me know. Let me know how that goes, Pat. Be right back. Let's talk border when we come back too. A lot of things on my mind for the next segment. Two 5G towers went up. Kind of interesting. We'll be right back.